all right, you might be doing the lotto the whole time trying to get your hands on like a shed load of cash, but listen up, because there might be a fortune out there just waiting for you that you never even knew about. So Maeve Mullen is a genealogist with Finders International, and she spends a lot of her time just piecing together a deceased person's family tree to find people who may be entitled to an inheritance. And she is on the line now. Maeve, good morning.
Good morning, Jen. Thank you very much for inviting me on. Delighted.
It's great to have you. Now, Maeve, for those who might not be familiar with the term, what is a genealogist?
So a genealogist is somebody who gathers up genealogical records in order to collate a family tree. So genealogical records like births, marriages, deaths, census records, wills, gravestone inscriptions, newspaper death notices, anything that any records about a person's life that allows you to build the picture of the family tree.
You must have to retain a lot of information. How did you do in your Leaving Cert?
I did very well.
No, I knew it.
My heart goes out to all the Leaving Cert students getting the results today. But however it works out, it'll all work out.
It'll all work out, absolutely. Yeah. So tell us, what does your job with Finders International actually involve?
So the work that we do in Finders is mostly for probate reasons, for probate matters. We work with the vast majority of the work that we do is with solicitors, and two typical scenarios is that deceased person passes away and they make a will, but there's somebody named in the will who can't be located, and the solicitor will come to us on behalf of their client to locate that person. And the other scenario is where the deceased person didn't make a will at all, they died intestate. So they need us to determine who are the next of kin, who are all of the beneficiaries to this person's estate.
Okay, so for example, I mean, I'm married. I know if I didn't have a will, the next of kin would be my husband and my kids. They'd get my absolute millions I have under the mattress.
Yes.
And Anita, my producer. But let's say, for example, my brother, who's not married and, you know, might have a few quid. Anita said she's getting that money too. But where does that go? Does that go to sisters and brothers or nieces and nephews? Tell us.
Yes, it goes to his parents and sisters and brothers. But I suppose those cases are more straightforward, and we get called in for the more complicated cases.
Gotcha.
Where, say you have a grand uncle who went to England or went to America years ago, and he was in contact with the family for a time, but then letters stopped and the family lost contact with him. And I suppose it's somebody, a wider family. We do need to make sure initially, was that person married? Did they have children? And then if they didn't, you know, then their brothers and sisters. And if none of those are alive, then down to their families and so on.
Maeve, do you ever get to call people to give them the good news about an inheritance and say, look, I have a few grand for you here?
Yes, that is that's something that we do every day. The whole team in
wow.
Finders, we would write to potential beneficiaries, or we phone them, or we email them.
You don't send them a text and tell them to click on a link. Let's just be clear. You're not one of those.
No.
Okay.
We do not send texts and ask to click on a link. No, definitely not. And anybody that we contact, we would invite them to phone us back in, to check out our website and phone us back in, you know, to make sure that it's definitely us that's contacting them. But I suppose we're all familiar with the fraudulent emails that can arrive into your
inbox. Yeah, I'm sure a lot of people would think this is a scam initially.
Exactly. Yeah. You know, that you're due, you know, $10 million from America. And that is incredibly unusual and highly unlikely, really. And what is much more likely is that most deceased people have, their estate is the value of their house and whatever money they had in the bank. So it's a more modest amount of money. And then it's usually not just one person who's going to inherit it. Like, there might be 15 or 25 cousins who share that inheritance.
Yeah, and then you get stolen inheritance tax.
Well, yes, that's another day's work. Yeah.
Can you tell us about the amazing case that involved one of your own work colleagues?
Yes, this was the case where my colleague contacted a lady, and we had been asked to locate a lady who was listed on the deeds of a deceased person's house. Mm. And the deceased man hadn't been married, didn't have any children, and his sister was the executrix of his will. And she went to the solicitor, and the solicitor discovered, oh, there's this other person's name on the deeds of the house. The deceased man's sister was able to say, oh, that is a girl that my brother was going out with her years ago, but it turned out that they were engaged and they bought a house and he put her name on the deeds, but then her family did not approve of the relationship. Oh. So they stopped going out. She moved away, started going out with somebody else, married somebody else, had children, but he never took her name off the deeds of the house.
Oh, my God.
So, yeah. So when my colleague contacted this lady, and initially she needed to confirm that she was the correct person, and then the lady was actually very upset to hear that this old flame of hers, I suppose, that he had passed away, and that he hadn't she thought that he had gotten married and had children as well, and he hadn't, and she had continued on with her life, but we just passed back the contact details.
That is so sad. That is so sad.
Yeah, very
sad. Oh my God. Yeah. Now let's talk about something very important. I know loads of people who seem to be kind of reluctant to make a will or never think they need it or think they're too young. Can we just talk about the importance of making a will? And, it's so important to do, isn't it?
It's very, very important to make a will. And I think, you know, some people just put it on the long finger, and it's one of those things, oh, I must do that. And they don't tackle it because it's something they don't want to think about, really. But when you make a will, I suppose you're deciding on your wishes of how you want things to be sorted out after you're gone. And it really does help the rest of your family, and your family who are left behind, if there's a will, because that's it, that's your wishes, and it's much more straightforward. And I suppose we have seen wills where people have used a will in order to cut somebody out of a will and to, not include someone. And, you know, like, personally, we would just advise, try and not cause any hurt with your will. Mm. You know, try and just be as fair as possible and not cause hurt with a will.
Yeah. Finally, Maeve, if myself or anyone listening wanted to see, is there an unclaimed inheritance waiting out there? What should we do?
Yes. You can look at our website. So there's an unclaimedestates.ie website. Those are the list of bona vacantia cases that are still open from the UK. You can have a look at all the cases there and see if anything is relevant to you. And if it is, then get in touch with us, or if we can help with any other probate matters, please get in touch as well.
Amazing. Yeah. Maeve Mullen, it's been great talking to you. Thanks so much for joining us on the show today.